Well, good morning. Welcome to Dayton Mennonite Church, and invite you to stand and worship with us this morning.
You stood before creation, eternity.
dejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall and thought of me above all,
like a rose
trampled on the ground.
You took the fall.
Savior of my soul.
be seated.
Good morning. It's good to see all of you here. So week before last, there's a ice storm hit Singers Glen pretty hard. We were without electricity for about 2 days. But on that Friday night, a little bit after 10 o'clock, we weren't expecting anything to come on until the next day. And something pretty amazing happened in our house. We were getting ready for bed, getting sleepy, it was dark, and the lights came on, and a life came into that house in an instant. All of a sudden, people weren't sleepy anymore. 1 John 1:3 says, talking about Jesus, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind." I hope we desire to be in the light that only Jesus can bring and to experience the life that only he can give. While the power was off in our house, our greatest desire was for it to come back on. It's all we really wanted. And we eagerly and impatiently waited for that to happen. We're surrounded by so much spiritual darkness. Let's not be okay with staying in that darkness where things can be hidden, but let's eagerly desire to be in the light of Jesus that brings true life to all those it shines on. I invite the ushers forward. Our offering this morning is for the Gideons. You've probably seen the table back there. We're glad to have them here and to hear from Larry a little later. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you that we can be here in your presence, worshiping with your body. Thank you for the Gideons, that ministry, the way you're working by spreading your word around the world. I pray that you would give them wisdom and that your word would go out with power and change hearts. I pray that you would use this money for your kingdom and give safety and blessing to those who are handing out the Bibles. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In the Zion's praises, please turn to number 61. Number 61, O God, our help in ages past.
Oh,
invite Larry forward. If you've been around Larry very much, you've heard him talk about the Gideons. So I'm glad he gets to give all of you the experience this morning. Lord, we thank you for Larry, his willingness to serve you in many ways, especially with the Gideons. Pray that you would give him words to speak. Help us to be willing to share your word around the world as the Gideons do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. I want to thank our pastors for here at Dayton Mennonite for allowing the Gideons to share with you all this morning. I also would like to say that we have the president of our camp here this morning, Russ Lawrence, and he's going to be at the back of the church here at a table back there to show you different things that the Gideons are doing and some of the different Bibles and the way we're ministering. And also, you'll be able to pick up a Bible app there that has over 2,000 different languages. And I'm sure that there's nobody here that wouldn't be able to fit in one of those. But they're free. They're little apps. You can put it on your telephone or your cell phone. And you can go down the road and you can have it actually variable or however you want it. But it's they're free. And be sure to pick one up if you don't have one. I don't want my son to grow up as I did. These were the words of a desk clerk at a Minneapolis, Minnesota motel. I was on a business trip some years ago, checking in at the motel, and struck up a conversation with the front desk clerk named Michael. Before leaving the front desk, I offered Michael a Gideon New Testament. He said, "Well, I am a Christian." Michael and his wife, they had a little boy. And Michael said, "You know, I don't want my son growing up as I did." You see, Michael was born in Chicago. And his dad was an alcoholic and drug addict. His dad had left home when he was a very young boy. And Michael always hated his dad because of that. In fact, he hated his dad so bad, he hadn't talked with him for years. One day, he got with his dad, and they shared their past relationship. Michael's dad told him that he was a recovering alcoholic and drug addict, and continued by saying he had been clean for quite some time. Michael's dad continued by saying that he was sorry that he had not been a dad for him. Michael told me that his dad was so involved in the Chicago drug world that upon one occasion, the drug dealers couldn't find his dad and came after him. Michael was struck twice with shots in the chest, one that went to the lung, and another shot that splintered a bone in his leg. After talking with Michael that afternoon, he told me that his dad wasn't really a dad, and he didn't have a dad, because he almost got him killed. I shared with Michael that God's grace is there for him, and he will give him the grace he needs. And it's hard to know how to express to a person who's been through something like that. Many of you have heard of the Gideon presentations over the years and know that the Gideons have been in existence many, many years. In fact, the first Gideons began giving out or coming together as a group. There's two men, and that was in 1899, 125 years ago, the Gideons started. The Gideons have given out, working on 3 billion Bibles now, over 125 years. We're currently placing Bibles in 200 different countries, with 1 million Bibles a week. Every week, 1 million Bibles are being placed somewhere in the world. translated into 109 different languages. There are 250,000 Gideons and auxiliary members around the world. 250,000 of us and our wives around the world. We Gideons are men sharing Christ in everything and every day as we go as ambassadors for our Lord Jesus Christ. We Gideons are an arm of the church, winning men and women, boys and girls to Jesus Christ through Bible distributions and through witnessing. Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, whereto I sent it." Here in the Shenandoah Valley, we're involved in Gideon Bible distributions in many different ways. We're always looking for opportunities to touch hearts for Jesus Christ. There are many faith-based churches like this one that allow the Gideons to come in and speak on an annual basis. And we thank Dayton Mennonite for allowing the Gideons to do this. Gideons this past August gave out 1,433 copies of the Bible at the Rockingham County Fair. October 1st, there was a distribution at James Madison University where we gave out 2,217 Bibles to students and 306 New Testaments were placed at Sentara Hospital in the patients' rooms. This past school year, we were also blessed with the opportunity to give Rockingham County weekday religious education fourth graders 450 copies of the Word of God. Other opportunities of distribution are hotel, motel rooms, Rockingham County Jail, doctor's offices, Virginia State Fair, along with Mary Baldwin University, Virginia Tech, UVA, Bridgewater College, and Eastern Mennonite University. We often invite other camps to join us when we do these major distributions so that we can do a good outreach for that particular day. Gideons also have what we call scripture blitzes. Scripture blitzes are when a group of Gideons from different countries converge on a particular country in a joint venture with local Gideons to distribute literally hundreds of thousands of Gideon New Testaments to schools, hospitals, police stations, jails, university campuses, shopping malls, sidewalks, and whatever other type of venue is open for us to be able to share the word. The blitzes in potential countries are prayed for months before scheduling a staff of persons to go to the country for 1 to 2 weeks to help with the distribution. The ultimate goal of the international team is going abroad to support the local Gideons in helping the countries to grow in numbers through witnessing and sharing with those who are desperately struggling with life's struggles. For many years, I had dreamed of being a part of the Scripture Blitz somewhere in the world. I knew this would take me out of my comfort zone. With my wife's encouragement and much prayer and support of a state area director, I took the first step and applied to go abroad, not knowing where God would send me. After nearly a year, I was contacted by the Gideons International Home Office in Nashville, Tennessee. With my application, the manager in International Countries Division, and I spoke by phone. discussing options and opportunities. The opportunity I chose was to actually Colombia, South America. That was my choice. In April 2023, I felt blessed to be called and working with 9 fellow Gideons from around the world, along with 70 Gideons from Barranquilla, Colombia. Each day began with prayer and Bible reading. And our prayer was on bended knees as we surrendered everything to the Lord. We were reminded of the verses in Romans 1:16, which says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jews, then to Gentiles." Following devotions, we had breakfast, after which we met our interpreters and Columbia Gideon drivers, who took us to the locations wherever we were to go for the day. God was at work, and we could all sense His presence. You see, the distribution had been prayed for 2 years before we set foot into the city of Barranquilla, a city of 2 million people. Before moving on with my venture, I just want to share a little story with you of a young student. This young man was selling cookies at a medical university campus. These little cookies were wrapped up in cellophane, and they were so cute, and he was trying to make some money from the students as they were going to classes and hope they would take him up on it and have some cookies. Sales weren't good, and takers were few and far between. I noticed his lack of sales. I felt sorry for him. God was preparing me, and after some time, the Lord told me to go and give the young boy some money. I shrugged it off, kept handing out Bibles as fast as I could hand them out. It wasn't long, and the Holy Spirit again came and very clearly said, "Larry, I told you to go give this young man some money." By now, I felt I needed to be obedient to my feelings with what the Lord was telling me. I reached into my pocket, took out some pesos, walked over to the young man and said, "The money I'm giving you is for you personally, and I don't want to buy any cookies." He very graciously thanked me, and I went back to my post, handing out Bibles. It wasn't long, and guess what? The Holy Spirit, God, came again and said, "Larry, I want you to take one of these Spanish Bibles, and I want you to take it over and give it to the young man." I, again, wasn't very sensitive of what was being said, and I was handing out Bibles. I was kept busy doing that. I really thought, "Well, you know, I'm doing your work, God." And it wasn't long again, and came back, "I want you to give that young man a Bible." I walked a short distance over to the lad and handed him a Bible, and he said, "Thank you." I went back to my post and kept watching him out of the corner of my eye as I was handing out Bibles. I soon noticed a young man sitting on a concrete wall. His cookies were beside him on the wall, and he was reading the Bible. This went on for 20 to 30 minutes. After a while, he climbed down off of the wall. He came over to me, and talking in Spanish, he asked me, started talking to me. In our communication, I asked him in Portuguese, because I don't know Spanish, but I'm fluent in that because of my wife. And I asked him in we talked in Portuguese and Spanish, and we kind of got together where some of the things got together enough we could understand each other. And I asked him whether he had read the inside pages of this little Bible, which is where it talks about crisis situations. And if you have a word, like if you're discouraged or you're anxious or whatever, it tells you the page number and what the Bible says about it. I've already read that. Okay. Well, then I said, have you gone to the back of the Bible where it talks about salvation and Jesus Christ? I've read that too. I want to accept Jesus. Well, there was a Gideon next to me who knew only Spanish, and we got through together with talking together, and he prayed with the young man, and he accepted Jesus Christ and signed the Bible in the back and dated it the day he had accepted Christ. You see, the interpreter I had was all sick that day. But you know, God had his way of working. I gave one a blessing. This one who accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior was 11 years old. I thought it was more important to college students and university students, medical students, but God had a different plan. I learned a lot through that little instance there that God was working in our hearts. You know, I was fending for myself, not knowing Spanish and with my interpreter all sick. But you know what? The Holy Spirit was able to work through that whole instance, along with him and the Columbia Gideon. As chaplain of our Gideon camp, I recently had a devotional centered on Isaiah 6:8, and I read, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And who will go for us?' And I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" We were planning a distribution at JMU campus, and God had given me this passage to encourage others in our camp to join together in the effort to touch hearts for Jesus Christ on the JMU campus. Unbeknown to me, God was speaking directly to me, not about James Madison University, but for me to go back to Columbia once again in another international scripture blitz. I had just received notice that Columbia was planning another blitz and needed an additional 3 people to go back to work with the Gideon people of Columbia for another mass distribution of 200,000 Bibles. My wife asked me if I had any feelings that God was asking me to go. I quickly told Ellie that I had just been on one 18 months earlier, and I didn't really feel that I needed to go again. But I suggested we pray about it. I had a regional meeting in Lynchburg in 1 week, and I shared with Ellie that if there was still a vacancy at that meeting, I would feel that meant I should go to Bogota. Well, God left the door open for me to be one of the last persons to sign up and a 9-member team to go to Bogota, and I accepted. I began praying that God would give me some big, big testimony to share on my return from Bogota. September the 23rd, I received my formal invitational letter, and on October the 17th, I was on a plane headed to Bogota, Colombia, South America. Upon our arrival in Colombia, we each prepared a speech to be given in selected Christian churches on Sunday morning. I was asked to speak in two different churches the same Sunday morning, with one of the churches being a Bogota Mennonite church. Pastor Peter Stuckey welcomed me to speak through my interpreter to the congregation with the morning message. It was truly a blessing to share with a Mennonite congregation so far away. As we parted ways, Pastor Peter Stuckey sent God's blessings to the Mennonite churches here in the United States. God heard my prayer, and did he ever give me a testimony? His Holy Spirit was speaking not only to the Colombians, but directly to my way I have never been ministered to before in my life. You see, one day as we were giving out Bibles, the Lord sent a hard wind and a heavy rain that left all of us running for shelter. We had cases of Bibles under plastic and cardboard boxes. The quick penetrating Amazon jungle rain momentarily put a damper on our distribution efforts. As the storm subsided, we regrouped to continue giving out Bibles to hundreds of students waiting behind a secured fence for their parents and guardians to pick them up. Several young girls were at the exit gate waiting to have security release them. The three young girls were chatting with a Columbia Gideon and asked who I was. He shared that I was a Gideon from the United States. The girls asked a Gideon to have me pray in English for them, of which I gladly did. I prayed a prayer God had laid on my heart. As I closed my prayer for the girls, my heart was overwhelmed by the Holy Spirit, who spoke to me in a way I could never have imagined. You see, my heart was touched as I stood in front of those young ladies as they seriously asked me to pray for them. And seeing those hundreds and hundreds of young children and youth, many with empty lives, my heart was softened as they were living one day at a time in a country of crime and challenges. What hope did they have? My heart was broken as I began to sob quietly, trying to be unnoticed by these three girls. I saw a mission field of lost souls as these three young girls asked me to pray for them. What an opportunity as I completed prayer. The girls asked my Gideon interpreter why I was sobbing, as he told them that we Gideons were there because of Jesus' love and our love for the Gideon people, or the Colombian people. We wanted them to have Bibles to seek the truth and to find Jesus as their Lord and Savior. You see, it didn't stop here. I tried to shield my tears with my handkerchief to keep from making a scene. I had turned away from the group of students waiting to exit. And then I faced an unbeknown to me security guard who asked a Gideon why I was sobbing. I had never experienced this ever in my life before. The Gideon explained why I was in Bogota and that my love for Jesus and for the people of Colombia was a soft spot in my heart. We Gideons were giving out Bibles and sharing Jesus Christ that people could find purpose, hope and peace in their lives through accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. The Holy Spirit entered the scene, and the lady security guard accepted a Gideon New Testament. After a time of sharing with the guard, the lady asked Jesus into her heart. Wow, what a blessing and movement of the Holy Spirit in my life, as well as students and security people. Again, God was with us, and the rain gave the Lord time for the Christian Gideon brothers to speak and share with these people. Summing up this experience, it was a blessing more than I'd ever expected. When I prayed and asked God to give me something to share in a testimony, the Holy Spirit humbled me, and I mean humbled me, in a way I'd never experienced before in my life. Never had I ever expected to be a recipient of such a fulfilling way, and even more important, the security guard had found Jesus Christ through my tears and through the storm. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If we accept Jesus as our Savior, pray, read His Word, trust in Him, and follow Him, we will be in the light as God is in the light. We've all prayed and asked God for answers to our prayers, faith, trust, and seeking God's will. We are keys to our relationship with Jesus Christ. During this week of distribution, thousands upon thousands of students, youth, and adults made commitments to Jesus Christ. Many school children and adults signed the testaments and dating the testaments on the day that they accepted Christ. You know, the devil will always try. Once we've accepted Christ, he will always tell us it never really happened. But when you sign something and say that you accepted Christ and date it, it's final. During this week of distributions, we had on two different occasions after five, let me start over, I missed here. After 5 days of hard work, on two different trips to Columbia, each of us International Gideons felt blessed to have worked with our Columbia brothers in distributing a total of, in two different trips, 428,862 Gideon New Testaments on two separate trips. What a blessing and privilege to see God at work in Columbia, where the first Gideon Bibles were first distributed in 1959. And there has since been a total of 68 million Bibles given out in the country of Columbia alone. As Gideons, we ask if you would help us in some way that the Lord lays on your heart. One way is pray for the Gideons International and for their distribution around the world. There's Gideons in many countries and places that missionaries aren't even going. They're going on foot, on bicycles, to distribute God's word. The Gideon card program, and we have a rack in the back of different cards that you can actually give to people. And through giving these cards, make a donation that can be given for Bibles that can be put in motels. Each Bible given out in a, put in a motel room can reach up to 2,300 people as a silent messenger. The average Bible life is 6 years. Financial support would be welcome. All church donations, whatever is given here today, will be used to buy and distribute Bibles around the world. All of the funds that the office uses for administrative costs come from our yearly annual dues that we pay. None of the money from the churches is used for administrative use. This little Bible right here costs $2. These big Bibles that we put in motel rooms, this is $5 for the Word of God. A person also can be a friend of the Gideons, which is this little brochure here. And through being a friend of the Gideons, you're a prayer warrior, and you're donating money to the Gideon organization. The Gideons are challenging Christian businessmen, farmers, small business owners, salesmen, buyers, agents, managers, and supervisors to join us in impacting our area for the Word of God. If you're ready to see how God can use you in this effort to win others for Christ, any of us six Gideons from Dayton Mennonite Church would love to talk with you. Gideons here at Dayton Mennonite Church, we have six: Leon Rhodes, Rich Rhodes, Buff Showalter, Blaine Showalter, Pedro Sandoval, and myself. Two key words to serving Christ is willingness and availability. Is God calling you to prayerfully consider being a Gideon? We believe God is going to do something great, and He wants to use each of us in His mission. Just remember, God will never ask you to do something that you can't do. But Jesus invites us to accept, trust, and serve Him. Not everyone can go on an international scripture blitz. God calls us to share the good news wherever we are. When we accept Jesus as our Savior and live for Him, we're all mirrors of Jesus Christ. May we each be images that glorify our Heavenly Father. Again, I want to thank our pastors here for allowing the Gideons to share. And I want to thank each of you for your prayers and financial support. And God bless you.
In the Zion's praises, again, please turn to number 450. Therefore, give us love, number 450. And then please turn to number 703.
Thanks, Larry, for sharing what God is doing through the Gideons. Come now to a time of announcements. Want to make sure there might be some confusion about our game night and movie night, but that is next week. That's not this week. There'll be more information on that shared next Sunday morning, but be prepared to bring games and snacks and have a good time. Tomorrow evening, Carolyn Landis and Sarah Manhart will be going to the jail. So let's remember them in prayer. God will work in the jail through that. There's two opportunities to pray this coming week. You can pray all the time, but if you want to pray with some other guys, you can come out Tuesday morning at 5:00, 6:30, and our on Wednesday evening, our congregational prayer meeting, 7 o'clock here. We'd love to see you here. I believe the youth have an announcement. Is that right?
Good morning, church. As a lot of you know, last Friday was Sweet Sunday Shop. A lot of you came out and supported us. So the board, the youth leaders, the youth group, and myself would like to thank you. I hope that y'all had a good time, enjoyed food, and had some fellowship. Right now, I believe the building fund is at around $918,000. It's been there for a while, but with y'all's help, we raised $98,000 Friday, which is insane. Way more than we ever thought. Last year was about $30,000, and y'all tripled that. So all glory to the Lord. As another reminder, all of this money will be going to the building. So we wanted to thank you for your support, and yeah, all glory to the Lord. None of this would be possible without y'all, so thank you.
Thank you, Logan. You're the man. So I've got a creative idea. It seems like we do these big fundraisers, and they're awesome, and they're great. It's like, yeah, go team. But then the gumption dries up. So if all my young children could come up between youth and like 5 years old, y'all come up here real quick. I want to hear the hustle and bustle. Let's go. Everybody get up here. All of you. Between you, if you're not in youth down to 5 years old, let's go. Get up here. All right. They're still coming. Lots of them. We want them all. All right, listen up, guys. Now, every Sunday, somebody puts candy back there, right? Who likes candy? Everybody does. I see y'all lining up. So here's my challenge to you. If you like the candy, I want you to bring your coins and put them in the box beside the candy jar. Make sense? There was a certain king, does anybody know his name, who saw holes in the temple? We have a big hole back there in our building, right? Y'all know what his name is? The Pit of Doom, right? Y'all know where that is? Right now it's a pit of mud. All right? So we would like to build this building. So I'm asking for your help. So if you can bring your pennies, okay, and each Sunday ask Mom and Papa, can I have a penny? Okay, to put in the jar, to put in the building fund. Does that make sense? It's a big red box. Y'all know where it is? Okay? So y'all do that. Yeah, that's right. And every Sunday we want to see that thing tick up. And the idea is for the rest of us to see that, to see you guys doing that. And then hopefully we'll follow. Every Sunday we'll put a little bit in, a little bit. Tick tock, click clock. Drip, drip, drip. Okay? Y'all cool with that? And then you can get your piece of candy. Make sense? Can y'all do that? Yes, sir? All right, let's go, team. Love you guys. Let's keep going. I want to thank my beautiful wife, Bridget Showalter. She puts out an immense amount of time and energy to make the Sweet Sunday Shop go year after year. Babe, I love you. Thanks for being my bride. Let's go, team.
Did you see the need for the building there? We're almost filling up the church, the front here. On that note, like to give a little update on the building from the building committee. Not a whole lot is happening. The plans are in the hands of an architect who is doing some finalization of the layout of the kitchen, the downstairs, upstairs, bathrooms, and all that. We hope to have a set of plans for him from him back by the end of February, but things change. But our goal, what we would love to do, is to start on this thing this fall. And we can get the plans ready, but are we going to have the money ready? That's what we need you all to see the vision for. So there is some urgency here. This isn't something we want to draw out over years of raising money. So thank you for what you've done. Generosity this week, that's amazing. Thank you, the youth, for donating that. And want to see God continue to work in that way. Are there any other announcements? All right, let's stand for a prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for the way that we've seen you move in the world around us, in our church here right next to us. Pray that you would continue to work in our hearts. Help us to be willing to share your word wherever we go. And help us to be generous with what you've given us. In our Sunday school lesson today, we saw that we need to be willing to give everything for your sake. Pray that you would bless the building, the plans being drawn, the fundraising. Pray that it would all be for your glory, your honor. Pray that there would not be an ounce of pride in what is going on there, but it would be entirely devoted to you and your kingdom. Pray for Carolyn and Sarah as they go to the jail tomorrow evening. I pray that you would begin now to prepare the hearts of the ladies there. I pray that they could feel your call and be willing to surrender to you and live a life that's worthy of you, and bless Carolyn and Sarah as they go. Give them words to speak. Pray that you would guide us this week. Protect us where we go. Help us to be a light for you in everything that we do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You're dismissed.